It's a Tuesday afternoon, and we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks from the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So how was your three-day weekend?
I tell you, I think it just like flew by. I happened to make it to the Minnesota State Fair and be one of the hundreds of millions of people that were there.
Yeah,
it was the highlight of my weekend, and trying a couple of different kinds of food, you know, that I've never had. I think my favorite was a soda sandwich.
A soda sandwich? What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's a different take on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, they kind of mix a few different ingredients together and kind of panini grill a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but they add, you know, coconut oil with that cinnamon infused and almond
good.
Butter. And yeah, it was delicious, super delicious. So that was the highlight of the food part anyway.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's just so many different things to do there, you know. I don't know.
Well, you're a people person, and that's the place to be if you're a people person, right?
Surprisingly, we went early enough so that I just didn't feel like I was super crowded.
Oh.
And, and we were pretty much out the door by 3 o'clock is
okay.
when we left. So we were there at, like, a little after 7 until about 3, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Good, good. Well, mm-hmm. speaking of super fun, the Appleton Public Library has some super fun events, don't they, coming up?
Yes, they do. Of course, it is Library Card Sign-Up Month. So if you don't have a library card, you should stop in and get one so that we can offer all the wonderful and exciting things that we have here at the library. And you can even get your picture taken with a giant library card. I mean, what's better than that, Paul? Huh?
I might have to stop by.
Yeah, you should. We have a giant library card. And then also it's time for you to think about, you know, is it time to renew my card? Because if you use any downloadables for reading books on your phone or a portable device or listening to books, you need to make sure that you renew your card because every library card expires once a year. And all we do is, you know, update your information, make sure that you haven't moved away to faraway and exotic places and things like that. So it's that month to think about all those things and make sure we have all the information so we can contact you when you have materials in and things like that. So it's pretty exciting. Yeah, library card sign-up month.
Yeah, I think I've had my library card since I was born.
Well, it may be true, I mean, I think too, you know, I mean, when you sign up, you have to write your signature on the back of the card. You can erase it. I know I did that. I think for my son, I used fingernail polish remover to take the marker off so he could have, like, an adult signature on his library card. Not a, like, four-year-old
right.
signature, you
right.
know, so,
yep.
yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was
cool.
One of my earliest childhood memories was my mom taking us to the New Ulm Public Library, and they kind of have a museum in their library, too, and getting my library card. I always like looking at my library card.
Yeah, me, too. I mean, that was super exciting. I mean, I could ride my bike to the library because my first card was in Granite Falls. That's where my parents were living at that time. And I felt so grown up when I could ride my bike to the library all by myself. That was pretty exciting,
wow.
you know.
Awesome.
And people, the librarians there were so welcoming. I just felt like it was my home away from home. So I hope other people feel that way about the public library too. So that we're welcoming because we try to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is happening?
Well, we've got a few things going on this month. In fact, tonight we have a computer class with Steve Starrood. So if you've got any questions on how to do anything, he also offers some ESL and all sorts of different training. And this man has so much patience and everything, and he will be here on September 4th. I guess that's tomorrow. What am I thinking? It is Tuesday. On September 4th. He'll be here on Wednesday, September 4th, from 4 to 6 p.m. And then we also, during the whole month of September, on Wednesdays, we'll have coloring, coffee, and conversation with Louisa. So you can stop on down and try some coloring and relaxation during the month of September. We do this every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. And we also have a group called Live Well, Age Wisely that meets, a 55-plus group that will be meeting on Thursday, September 12th at 1 o'clock. And they discuss a variety of topics dealing with with anyone that's 55 and older. We're offering a paint and pour class, and that will be on the 23rd of September. And we're having two different classes, one at 6 and one at 7:30. And it's kind of interesting, Paul, how they do this. But they take a bunch of paint, and they mix it with some chemicals so that the paint stays separated. And then you pour this paint on a canvas and kind of move it around to create movement on your canvas. It is pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, in fact, at the State Fair, I saw someone had done this, you know, put this on canvas and cut out a state of Minnesota on that canvas to create a piece of art. It was kind of cool, too.
Awesome.
So it's amazing, you know, what you can do with this. So it's a paint and pour class. It's at 6 o'clock and 7:30 on September 23rd. Registration is required. And so you'll want to give us a call to see about that information on it. Also, we are starting our Lego Club up in September again, and that we will meet on Wednesday, September 25th at 3:30 p.m. We really would love it if you call us and let us know if you're coming. And this is for grades 2 through 6. And then we have our book club that will meet on Monday, September 30th, and we are reading 1,000 Miles to Freedom by Eunsun Kim with Sebastian Folletti. A true story about a mother and daughter that escaped North Korea. So a real interesting read. So those are the things that we have going on here at the Appleton Library. And if there's something we can help you with, stop on down and let's help recommend a book for you to read or help you with a variety of different tech things, because we've got these wonderful things that we can download books to your portable devices so you can have a book 24/7 if you want it.
All right. Sounds great. Well, Cindy, let's move into what are people reading?
Well, there are a lot of new things that are popping out. You know, it's always like April, you know, April and October, but surprisingly, September has a lot of new releases. Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child have a new book out called Old Bones. An expedition to the Sierra Nevada uncovers new twists and events involving the Donner Party. Now, this is hardcover fiction. The Last Widow by Karen Slaughter, who is a really popular author, writes kind of some, you know, it's about abduction and explosions, so edge on the edge of your seat type of books. The Whisper Man by Alex North, a serial killer's methods from 20 years ago resonate in the town of Featherbank when a young boy goes missing. And then Tidelands by Philippa Gregory is also some more, you know, historical things, English Civil War, 1648. And then we have got some new nonfiction books, Thank You for My Service by Matt Best with Ross Patterson and Nils Parker. It's an inside look into the military life by YouTube personality and former Army Ranger. We also have The Outlaw Ocean by Ian Urbina. It's a New York Times investigative reporter examines the difficulties of policing the high seas. I think that'd be a super interesting book.
Mm-hmm.
Gods of the Upper Air by Charles King, how Franz Boas and his cohort of anthropologists upended fixed racial categorizations a century ago. So all sorts of exciting things out there for us to read. And, some really top books are still Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, 50 Weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, and Educated by Tara Westover, 79 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. So if you're interested in either of those books, you might be waiting a little while before you get them.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, how people can get a hold of you?
Well, people can get a hold of us by giving us a call at 320-289-1681, visiting us on the web at Appleton Public Library, our website, as well as friending us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks a lot for the report, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library.